Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, hello. I'm raring to talk to you on this intro. All the words are at the tip of my tongue. Let's get into it. But first of all, I just want to check, are you okay and yourselves? And when you listen to the podcast, do you want to lay your head down in the nook of my arm and I'll stroke your little head? It's the full experience. It's the girlfriend experience. Or, you know, I could mother you and you could suckle from the teat of content. No, listen, I spoke to Al Murray, very nice guy. I was just saying to Naomi, actually, who produces the podcast, that he actually was very helpful to me earlier on in my career, getting me in to do stuff, and was really supportive. And I do like people that are nice to me. No, you know Al Murray. He's a very skilled comedian. He always absolutely roofs it. He's off on tour all year, so you've got no excuse not to go to see that. I'll tell you about it at the end of the show. But yeah, okay, it's time to listen. Al Murray, is that your real name?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Well, you're really Lou Sanders, aren't you? That's not like some incredibly... That's not a joke name, is it, Lou Sanders? I mean...
No, not really, but I wish I'd gone under a different name because it makes you more private,
mysterious.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes you more private, more mysterious. Yeah,
mysterious. I love to be
but
mysterious.
But if you called yourself Madam Mystery...
Yes, Madam Mystery. That's my magic name, Madam Mystery. Well, okay, say Al is your real name.
Yeah.
But what about if I just call you Michael and no one knows why?
That's brilliant. Exactly what Madam Mystery would do.
It's lovely to see you again. How are you?
I'm very well, yeah. Yeah.
What is your tour called?
It's called Gig for Victory. And it goes on all, it's all year, basically. It's all year. Because I'm an old tart and I can't do anything else.
Right. You love it. Do you love it?
Yeah, I do, actually. And it's that thing of like, yeah, you know, we're back at it. We've got audiences and yeah, it is exciting.
You've made your own drums, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah.
That's fucking mad.
Those are our drums and the stuff behind me, behind my head.
And they've done really well, haven't they?
We've had a really good run so far. We formed the company 6-7 years ago now, and the pandemic came at a strange time for us. But actually, sort of, you know, we were saved by the furlough scheme, and I'm one of those people who say they got that right at least, and we've got drummers all over the world playing our drums now, and.
Wow.
And, you know, Nico from Iron Maiden plays our drums.
That's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is exciting.
Wow,
yeah, Joe in the Blossoms and Ian in Kasabian and all sorts of people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Buy us a house in Portugal.
Well, you know.
It's not out of the question.
I'd have to be able to come and stay, wouldn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah. Okay, I'll do the tiling, stuff like that. I've got a real good eye for design.
Really?
So,
are you good with grout?
Yeah.
Are you good with grouting?
No. I just do the design.
Right,
You know, I'll get someone else in to do the grouting, but I'm very good. I've got a very good eye for design.
I'm just looking at the behind you. There's like three pictures on the wall and then a blank wall. Is this, am I supposed to, are we...
look, I'm not in the best, you know, but look, I'll send you some pictures, okay? I'll send you some pictures of the wardrobe I've designed, and then, you know, I think you'll be changing your tune.
Okay.
Right, are you ready for the quick fire round?
Do it.
You're an improviser at your heart, aren't you?
In the end, yeah.
Yeah, in the end, yeah. When all is said and done.
Yeah.
Okay, Andy Murray or Murray Mint?
Murray Mint.
Do you think extreme fame leads to darkness?
Yeah, I think it definitely does, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So do I, actually. Something I've been thinking about recently.
Yeah.
It would be lovely to expand on that, but I don't think we've got time.
No.
Cuddly guy?
Yeah, very much so.
You had a baby. You had a lovely little baby.
Well, she's four now. That's what the pandemic...
No.
She was two. She just turned two when we went into the pandemic. And now she's like four and says, actually, and says things... You say to her, you're going to... So do you like playing in this... Because my mum gave her a tent a couple of years ago. Do you like playing this tent?
Yeah.
Definitely. But the problem is, I'm now getting too tall for it. You're like, where have you... What happened? Where have you gone? Where's the two-year-old gone? Yeah.
It's so cute. I remember when you were having your baby with your partner and you were just really excited. And then I met you and you were showing me pictures. And I thought, I love an involved dad. You know?
Well, the thing is about the pandemic is I've been more involved because I've got two older ones. I've got like they're not children anymore.
Yeah, I met one.
Yeah, you would have met
Australia.
Scarlett. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she's in her early 20s now. She was 16. That was such a long time ago.
Fuck.
She's in her early 20s. She's had a kid, so I'm a grandpa.
Whoa!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've got a...
Wow!
So my youngest now, she's an auntie, aged four, which is quite good fun.
That is so funny.
With a two-year-old niece, which is really... they were over on a play... They came over on a play date yesterday. It was really good fun. Anyway, but the point is...
That's nice.
But the point is the pandemic means I've been at home longer for my youngest than I was never around... When the other two were two till four... I was never around. I was touring hard or you know, just working really, really hard in my early 30s, long time ago. And so the pandemic meant I've actually seen a lot more of my youngest than I ever would have done had things carried on by normal. So I'm sort of, in a strange way, a bit thankful of that.
Yeah. I wonder if she'll be well-adjusted or worse-adjusted because you've been around more.
That's an excellent thought. That I should twirl around in a glass like a good brandy. I mean, after all, the thing with children is there is no control experiment. It's not like...
No,
you know,
they're
I mean,
different.
That's what if you had twins, that's what you'd have to do, is raise one completely differently to the other.
Oh, they did loads of that, unethical things, but like that. But not even that you can't, because they're so... Like, my friend's got... Well, I know two people with twins, and they're both so different.
Yeah.
Like, my friend, he's got two twin girls, one of them... And I think they're identical twins. And one of them like loves princesses, and one of them only wears black. And you know, so you can't even do it without.
No.
People be people, I guess.
They're going to get on with being people. Yeah.
Is that much?
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something, and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
It's time for the touch quiz.
Yes.
What am I thinking about touching? Five questions.
Okay. Potter's clay.
Oh, lovely idea. But no, but I think I might get into pottery in my seasonal years.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So, all right. Have I got to try again?
Yeah. You can ask general questions like, is it this?
Right. Okay. Is it warm?
Warm and cold, depending on the part he's playing. That's a clue.
All right. Okay. Is it Steve Martin?
No, it's not. It's not. Lovely, lovely guess. It's someone not as warm as Steve Martin, I think.
Okay. So it's an actor.
Do you want some details?
Yeah, go on.
He was born in 1962 in Suffolk.
Right.
And mother was a novelist.
Right.
And father was a photographer. Eldest of six children. Play at home if you dare.
Hugh Grant.
No. It's not easy, this, is it?
No, it's not. No.
No, it's very difficult.
It's very difficult.
But do remember it's supposed to be fun.
Okay. Was he in Mamma Mia?
I love the way your brain works, but no, it's Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, right. Okay, it's Ralph Fiennes. Well, he's generally cold rather than he's very rarely... He always plays cold fish, doesn't he?
Yeah, cold fish. I misled you there, actually.
You did a little.
I think you were probably 12 guesses away from Ralph Fiennes.
Well, I was drifting towards, what's his name? I can never remember his name. He lives around here. Who plays Darcy, you know. What's his name?
Oh, you would do, yeah. What is his name? Colin Firth?
That's it. No. Yeah, because he's that kind of vintage as well.
I fucked you over there and
I don't
feel good about it.
No,
come on.
No, neither of us are going to lie awake at night kicking ourselves about this.
We've got to lay some blame at my door. It was Ralph Fiennes,
Ralph Fiennes.
I knew that.
Why were you thinking of touching Ralph Fiennes?
Well, you just have to put something down, don't you?
Oh, right, okay.
Well, I think pottery was a lovely idea for the next guest.
Well, why not?
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough.
Would you say you're a different dad the first time to the second time, yeah, apart from being there more?
Well, yeah, definitely. So you're different with your first and second kid anyway. Like the second kid, I mean, this is a thing I've been really thinking about, having done it, gone round again. It's your first, the first child you have, you basically, you can't believe them. They're like a miracle object and all that sort of stuff. And then the second one, you're a lot more casual. But we've got the combination of this being my third, but Eleanor, we got married since my wife's.
Oh.
So it's Eleanor's first. So she's in the sort of, oh my God, precious child thing. And I'm like, light the barbecue.
Yeah, know, yeah, yeah.
With the 4-year-old.
Yeah.
So there's that sort of, there's that kind of tension between the, it's not tension actually. I think it makes for quite a good approach to parenting, because I'm kind of like, look, all that's happening here, she's behaving like this because she wants our attention, and maybe we shouldn't give it to her.
Yeah.
Or if I go, actually, no, I think this is real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's been. I've absolutely loved it again, going round again, and I thought it would make me feel really, really old.
Yeah.
And it has.
And it does. Yeah. It does.
So I was right.
But that we can't blame all of that on the kid, I suppose. Some of that we've got to lay at your door, I suppose, this time.
Well, on being old. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know. But no, it's been great. And like I say, for the pandemic, it's been brilliant that I've actually been around and
can you run around and play foot? Have you got energy, loads of energy, or
I don't I'm not really a football-y, kicky ball person anyway, and I've only had daughters and they have never been interested, and they've never been interested in a, like, despite best efforts way, just the couldn't care less.
I suppose if they're interested in makeup and hair, you can sit down to do that, so that is a bit easier.
Yeah, exactly, but like, you gotta let them be, you know, and all that.
You gotta let them be. But what age will she be when you die, do you think?
Oh, well, I don't know. I haven't scheduled dying yet. So,
okay. You've probably got like 40 years in you or something, haven't you?
Well, my dad's 85 this year.
Yeah.
So he's 32 years older than me.
Oh.
So I've got another 30 years, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. Should be 34. You can handle that. 34, you can sort of handle it. Do you want me to ask Psychic Sue when you'll die?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. When will Al die? This is quite dark, actually. I sort of regret this already, but it says this question is not allowed, and quite right too. Oh. That's Psychic Sue. I'll rephrase it. Has he got a long, lovely life? It's a leading question, but...
That's ethically Psychic Sue, isn't it?
Yeah. Has he got a long, lovely life?
I'll admit, if I were psychic, this is exactly what I'd be asking.
Yes.
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 So yes, I have.
Yeah. Right, so okay. That's quite good, isn't it? The actual answer is yes, well, but not sure. But I think we can just take the yes bit. Well, because nothing's one thing, you know. I'm sure you have got a long, lovely life, but you know, I'm sure you might have to, get your tonsils removed or something once. You know.
You never know. You never know what. But you never know what's around a corner. That's
such
the truth.
Is life. So your dad's 85. That's amazing. Has he got any health things, or is he fit? Fit.
Oh, he's a wreck.
Oh, right, yeah. But Ian, you're going to
He wouldn't mind me saying that. You know, I think he's got all the things you might have accumulated by the time you get to 85.
But I think nature is so clever, because you get all these things that erode you, and then you're more likely to want to step into the next transition.
Mm.
Whereas if we were, like, fit and healthy and then one day gone, that's even harder.
Yeah, but grief is a complex animal anyway.
Mm.
And... you know, we all, and it makes you rationalise, and it makes you try and figure out why what's happened, doesn't it? That's all. I mean, you're getting your rationalisation in early there. That's very strong.
I think I'm just not going to bother with grief.
Good luck with that.
When my parents die, I'm just not going to do the grieving.
Yeah, oh, well, never mind. See you later.
I'll just go straight to Ibiza. Ali.
Yeah, about time. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Okay, I'm going to ask you something from Alain de Botton, okay?
Oh, right, okay. It's philosopher Alain de Botton.
Philosophy is so boring because there's never an end to it. Do you know what I mean? It's just people, like, with their thoughts.
I know. When do you stop thinking? When did that... I mean, how do you clock on? If you're a philosopher, you know, if you teach philosophy, do you go in the morning, you're right, okay, from nine, I'm going to wonder about the meaning of life.
Yeah.
And then at five, I'm going to stop.
It's,
you know,
it's such a waste of everyone's time. Sorry, but I do love Alain de Botton, of course. Okay, here's a question. I just pick the first one from the pack.
Yeah.
Which of your friends do you envy the most?
Oh.
Oh.
That's a good question.
It's Alain. It's typical Alain. He should write the questions to his podcast.
Well, I have a friend called Keith, right? Who I do the drums thing with. He can just make stuff. He is amazing. His ability to work with wood is a thing I'm actually genuinely envious of. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
So I think Keith, and then I have another friend, James, who's a historian, and I envy his ability to read and retain information.
I
don't have.
Yeah. I'd love that. But you can retain sets, so I think... You know,
yeah, but you know, he can retain dates and statistics and arguments and all that sort of stuff. Whereas, you know, obviously, when you write a set, you're coming up with it. So it's a different thing. But I'm always like boggled by his ability to have this stuff in his mind and write in the fingertips of his mind. You know, he can reel stuff. I don't know how he does it.
I'd love to live in the country and have a workshop, wood workshop and a pottery barn, even though I don't do pottery, and a little, like, pond. My friends just bought somewhere in Norfolk and it's got all of that stuff and it's, like, wild woodland and stuff. I mean, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I think that's the age I'm at, but what can you do? Embrace it. But I do need to become a millionaire, so in order to, you know... I don't know. Or get one. Anyway, I'll stop. I'm obsessed with this. So I need to get my head out of it for the podcast. Anyway, can we ask one more Alain de Botton question?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
This is quite a dark one from Alain, but it's not as dark as some of the ones I was going to read. What are you ashamed of in yourself?
Oh,
Alain. He's rude.
I'm ashamed of how when I got to university, I did not apply myself at all. And I just mucked about for 3 years.
What did you study?
I did a history degree and I just thought, right, I can bullshit this, I can slack off.
Yeah.
And I actually regret it because I really should have applied myself. I really should have made the most of the teaching and I didn't. It's a thing, although it led to me doing the thing I'm doing and I've done very well at that. Thank you very much. It didn't hinder what then happened next. I just wish I'd worked harder. I wished I'd applied myself. I wish I hadn't regarded the whole thing as a great big possible skive. And I feel bad about it.
You're a kid, but also you were a kid, not now, obviously. But why don't you do Open University in history now? Because it's boring.
Because one of the things that I found when I got to university is it was all bits of history I couldn't muster an interest for.
Mm.
But that was my problem, not theirs. And so I shouldn't have been like a dick about it. I should have applied myself. I should have, you know, shown some self-discipline, you know,
all
those sort of virtuous...
or changed course. But you've got to be into it to learn it.
Yeah, you've got to be into it. But it was me not making the effort. It wasn't them. It wasn't that they didn't come to me. It was that I didn't go to them. And I to this day I regret it.
Really?
And I think of how feckless I was, and it really does my head in.
No, give yourself a day off. It doesn't. You're 18 at that point. You know.
Well, but still, even then, I mean, the thing is, though, is I did have an amazing time at university, and I met all sorts of brilliant people, and it set me on the path of doing comedy and all that. But I wish I'd made the most of the thing they were offering me, and I didn't.
I was a div about it. I do sometimes think, yeah, I should have gone to university with, like, joined all the social clubs and, you know, done all that. But what I did is, well, I was off my face on a load of drugs and sort of did nothing. I mean, I looked at my dissertation the other day. I did a dissertation on male strippers and why the female gaze is different to the male gaze, and it's about, like, the balance of power. There's typos in the title, the front cover. There's loads of typos. What an idiot.
Well done.
You know, we live the life we live. We're all right now.
I know. But you know, you asked if I had a, you know, thing I'm ashamed of, and I think that's it.
I'm ashamed of things I did yesterday.
But do you have that thing where sometimes you trip over something in your mind where you did something terrible, and it's like you can feel a plunge in your heart?
Yeah,
and
it happened recently, actually. So I do loads of work on spiritual stuff and trying to be a nice person, and I believe in karma and all that shit.
Yeah.
And now and again, I'll be such a little bitch, like I'll slag someone off, you know, it's just like, and it's always... when it's never coming out of a positive, obviously it's not coming out of a positive way, but if you're nervous and you don't know what to say, like you gossip or whatever, then afterwards you feel so gross, and it's stuff that doesn't need to be said, you know, and you just feel so gross afterwards, and you think, I'm never going to do that again, and then you do it again. You just let yourself down. It's horrible.
Yeah. But it's that thing where you think, oh my God, you know, like I did that.
Yeah.
Who the hell am I? And they, you know, the way those moments sort of flash up.
But, you know, maybe one day I'll learn.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something, and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
If I see you at a club, I'm always happy to see you. And I'll come in and I'll have a nice, lovely... You're a good cuddler. Yeah. You mean it?
Well, I like to cuddle.
You're a warm guy.
I tried to be, yeah. When I was a little boy, I was very tactile. Always liked holding people's hands and stuff.
I think boys do more than girls, even.
Maybe if they feel they can allow themselves to be, yeah.
Yeah.
I was very, very tactile as a little boy, and I do like cuddles. And me and my kids, my eldest two. We're very tactile when we see each other, and it's all like big cuddles and all that sort of thing.
There's some dads who shake their, especially sons, but shake their kids' hands when they see them or pat them on the back. Isn't that the maddest Victorian thing you've ever heard?
Well, it's my dad and I shake hands. That's the generational thing, is we shake hands.
You've got to
never shake hands with my children.
No, change it. Get in there. Give him a bear hug.
He's not gonna like it. So you gotta go with who he is.
You gotta respect his boundaries.
Yeah, and we shake hands, and we know what we mean when we shake hands.
That's true.
How do you do? How are you?
Well, I think if you saw a little dog, would he hug it?
Oh, he loves dogs.
Yeah. If you dressed as a dog, just an idea.
Give the dog the lock.
Yeah. It's just an idea. Could you?
I could dress as a dog and we could see what happens, yes.
I've got a costume box. Frisky. Just, you know, it's things like a dog costume. Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing saucy. But I do have a dog costume in there, of course. It wouldn't be much of a costume box if I didn't have a dog costume, would it?
No, it would. Wouldn't.
Lion as well. So I could send you either or both and just take it from there.
Okay, well, I think dog rather than lion. He might be frightened of lions. We don't know. I'm not up to speed on his feelings on lions.
Yeah, it's less. You've got less info on that, I suppose.
Yeah.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Okay, well, it's well done. It's the end of the podcast. You've done ever so well.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a very quick one, this. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
That's nice. No, it's not nice to end. You don't want it to end.
No. It's just very often. I don't want it to end. I'm surprised that it's ended.
Yeah.
But there's also brevity is a virtue in itself, isn't it?
I think so. Are people who wang on for too long? I'm in, I'm out. You know, 25 mins, yeah. That's what they get, you know.
Lovely.
Your commute to work. It's your dinner. Yeah. You're popping some pasta on and a sauce and some veg and that's it.
Yeah.
Cuddle Club over.
Yeah, great.
Enjoy your dinner. So I'm just going to put all the details into the calculator and then the Cuddle calculator just comes up with your type.
Okay, lovely.
You'll know that if you're an avid listener, and I'm sure you are.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Your type is whiskey. You're a soother, a social easer, and an absolute crowd pleaser. Not even...
Do they have to rhyme?
No, they don't have to. It's just what the calculator does.
It's what's come out with.
Oh, and it says you're a high-end whiskey.
Well, that's my favourite tipple.
Yeah, is it?
An extraordinary.
Well, yeah. You won't get... But the cuddle calculator is bang on the fucking money every time, and I don't know how they do it.
Very impressive.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, very strong.
Mm. Well, look, have a lovely time.
I shall.
Okay, well, Michael, thank you very much for coming on the podcast.
It's been my pleasure, Madam Mystery.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was Al Murray. What a nice guy. If you want to go see him on tour, and why wouldn't you? It's all year round. What are the trees? Evergreen. It's the evergreen of comedy. You can get tickets at thepublandlord.com. Oh, it's a lovely piece. It's a lovely offering. And I offer you goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.